Moving on to the pill, that's obviously something that's really exciting coming down the line, something that's very needed, especially for considering this virus to be, you know, with us for quite some time and to help with treatments. How quickly do you think we can get that really to the world? Because obviously you don't want to be in a similar situation as the vaccine. So have you thought about the distribution process there?
Yeah. First of all, what is right now at stake is to make sure that we have one oral antiviral. We are running the studies, and I hope will be positive. I have a lot of reasons to be optimistic, but in my career, I have seen science disappointing us a lot as well. So I have seen projects that we thought would give us a medicine, but eventually they failed. So I keep my fingers crossed and that the studies will be positive, and I hope that we will be able to know if the studies are positive before the end of the year. So that's one. I have authorized just 3 months ago a bit over $1 billion of at-risk investment in manufacturing, which means that we already started ordering raw materials, cleaning new lines, clearing new lines, manufacturing lines, building equipment that is needed to manufacture that without knowing if it is going to be successful or not. That we did because we know that time is of essence. And if it is successful, we should be able to produce as quickly as possible. And again, we are asking governments to place orders with us. And we will do the same. So if someone comes from a low-income country to place an order, we will honor this order. And we will
Absolutely.
Give an allocation.
Absolutely.
But they need to come. To place orders. If they don't, we can't do it.